All right. I love that first song Cuz wrote that he sang called Country Music Got a Hold on Me.
Yeah.
It got me when I was just a kid. The first two records I ever owned in my life was a Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs record and a Johnny Cash record. And that worked out really good because the only two real jobs I had for any length of time was with Lester Flatt and Johnny Cash. That was pretty cool. But the thing I fell in love with those kind of songs and those kind of, that kind of music, and you know, Doc's music did this too. Doc told stories with his music, and I love the storytelling part. And so I fell in love with story songs. And you know, concerning the world of country music, probably the coolest thing that could happen to you, other than playing Merlefest, of course, is to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. So we got called on to come to the Hall of Fame a while back to sing out on behalf of one of the guys who was being inducted. He's probably one of the greatest guitar players that ever walked planet Earth, and his name was Grady Martin. Come on, give Grady a hand. It's good. Somebody said, yeah. So you might not think you know Grady, but I promise you, you know his playing. It's a part of our life. So they asked us to sing this particular song, and I went, oh, yeah, no problem. And then the next morning, I went, wait a minute. And I counted, it has 469 words, and the guitar part is like playing Mount Rushmore. It's crazy. But we said, yeah, we weren't going to back up. So this is for Grady today, it's for us, and it's especially for you, and it goes like this.